Well, it looks like Kristen and Luke are engaged after 2 years of dating, and I cannot mention this engagement without mentioning the obvious, to me at least. Someone who won't shy away from being a hater sometimes, or just mentioning the obvious. Do y'all remember how worked up Jax was about Kristen dating Luke? He was actively trying to break them up. He hated Luke with a passion. He brought in her ex-boy, Kristen's ex-boyfriend, to talk shit with him about Luke. He wanted Luke to meet Kristen's ex, I guess, to be intimidated by him because Luke is skinny and Kristen's ex was like twice his size. And Jax was there talking about how destructive Kristen is in a relationship. And he was saying, oh, he's probably having amazing sex, great sex, and blah, blah, blah. It's like Jax, it's like he weirdly has a thing for Kristen in a way with just how he just was so resistant to accepting that Kristen is with Luke. And then when Kristen says Luke is her person and she wants to have a baby, like Jax was completely opposed to that. And Kristen was crying. And Jax is the same person who says he doesn't believe in divorce. He will never get divorced. There's no such thing as divorce in his family. And he would look at other people and their relationships and say, I'm not getting divorced. And then look who was served divorce papers on camera. Like, this, like, you can't make this shit up. So, the person who was talking shit about how he will never get divorced and how Kristen and her boyfriend are not gonna last, look at what happened to Jax. So, Jax coming out and saying that he's bipolar and he has PTSD, it's incredible that he can now work on his issues, but a lot of people are saying that he's also a narcissist. And beyond that, it's like disorder or disorders aside, I don't think that Jax should be married. I just think he's someone who should be a bachelor. But Kristen and Luke, I'm so happy for them. Like, initially, I didn't like Luke. I loved how protective he was over Kristen. I didn't find him attractive. I found him annoying. And then he really, really grew on me as the season progressed. And with Kristen getting engaged, we are finding out that season two of The Valley is going to be superb reality TV. I feel that the ratings for season two are going to be comparable to Vanderpump Rules in its heyday. I'm not talking about Scandoval, but Vanderpump Rules in the earliest seasons during its heyday, initial heyday, initial wave of high ratings. Those are the numbers that I think the Valley is going to pull because we got Jax getting served divorce papers on camera. We got Michelle and Jesse's breakup, which we already saw, and I think her boyfriend is going to be on season two. We have Jackie, who had her baby. We have Kristen getting engaged. Okay, I am so ready for season two. I was somebody who really enjoyed season one, which a lot of people did. When we first heard about The Valley, we thought, okay, this is going to be like the worst show ever. And then we were pleasantly surprised. And I just really enjoy seeing people in their late 30s and early 40s navigating their relationships, marriages, raising children. I feel like most, no, I feel like the reality is most shows with like an ensemble cast on a lot of these networks, they're just featuring people in their 20s, teens and 20s. So it's nice to see. I would like for all demographics to be covered on reality shows, and we're not there yet. We have some shows with an older cast, like the Real Housewives franchise, which I really credit Andy Cohen for doing that. But outside of the Real Housewives, like most of these reality shows are just people in their 20s. So then here comes The Valley, just giving us like a different perspective and a different group of people. And I enjoy it. I'm so ready. And Kristen dated Tom Sandoval, and then she dated DJ James Kennedy, who their breakup, Kristen's breakup with James Kennedy, like honestly, I could have nightmares about that. How James was like, "You see this face? You're never gonna see it again." And how he spit on her fucking front door of her apartment and told her that she smells. I don't think that's funny, but it's just, how would you like to be dumped that way? How would you like for somebody to be like, "You see this face? You see this handsome face? You're never going to see it again. Spit on your door and tell you that you smell." I mean, DJ James Kennedy is such good reality TV. He's so horrible. So anyway, Kristen has been through it, and I'm so glad that things worked out for her because we watched her struggle in the dating department from ever since we met her on reality TV. It hasn't been smooth for her at all. So she finally found someone who proposed to her, who I do believe will honor their union. Luke did not like the fact that Michelle cheated on Jesse emotionally at minimum. We don't know if she did more. And so it's like whenever a guy cares that much about another person cheating, that's a really good sign. That means that they're into being faithful. And Luke, he ain't from LA, which I think is a big part of it. Like he has a different set of values, and he's just not there for the glitz and the glam or the influencer life or any of that. And Kristen has a podcast with her now fiance. That was risky. Okay, doing a podcast with someone that you date. What the hell gonna happen if you guys break up? And we're seeing that unfold with Brittany and Jax. Brittany said that her and Jax are gonna be recording separately. Like, that's a lot more work. So, anyways, let me get to the article because y'all already heard what I gotta say about this. So excited. So, Us Weekly had the exclusive story. So Luke proposed to Kristen on a boat in Hawaii, Maui specifically, last week, bitches. So he told Kristen to look out for dolphins, and that's when he got down on one knee at sunset. And the photos of Kristen reacting, like you see the shock on Kristen's face, and she looks so gorgeous in the photo of her and Luke, where she's looking at the ring. Oh my God, like these photos, like you can't get any more candid than this. And of course, the Valley was filming. So, anyways, Kristen said it was a total surprise. And she said that she started cursing when she saw Luke with the ring. So Kristen's ring is a 4.277 emerald cut diamond, 14 carats white gold, with half a carat worth of diamonds on the band and hidden halo. Kristen said, "I knew from the moment we met that Luke was my person. I'm so excited to continue this journey together now as fiancés." So Kristen went public with her relationship in December of 2022, and on the show The Valley, she said that she met Luke in June 2022 at a wedding. She was a bridesmaid, he was a groomsman, and Kristen and him ran off in the back and fucked. You know, because this is Kristen. This is what Kristen does. Kristen is for the streets, okay? That's a well-known fact, but it's like I keep on coming across couples these days who are married off of a one-night stand. And this is what I'll say. While hooking up, I think it's going to be a permanent debate about whether hooking up on the first date means that you'll never become a couple, or whether hooking up on a first date has no impact on whether you'll be a couple or not. Here's what I have to say about hooking up on a first date. It seems as though I keep finding more and more couples who slept together on the first date and they get married. They either get married or they're getting engaged. So here's what I have to say. While it appears that it has no impact on whether a couple or whether two people will become a couple or not, I do believe that sleeping together on the first date, if someone catches feelings, it is something that they have to get over, right? If it doesn't work out. Whereas if you hook up with someone and you don't catch feelings, who cares? So I still hold true to the belief that it's not in anyone's best interest to just be sleeping with somebody on the first date always if they feel like it, like if they're horny, if they're in the mood, because I do believe that it's inviting a lot of unnecessary pain that would not exist if they waited a few dates to suss people out and then those people would disappear. Because some people, they're only trying to fuck on the first date, or some people are only trying to fuck by the third date. So if somebody has to wait a while, those people will bail. And so I think it's great when you could get rid of those people who just wanted to smash. But I think that we shouldn't look at the issue as being so black or white, that if you don't sleep with somebody on the first date, they're gonna be your partner. And if you do sleep with somebody on the first date, or if you do sleep with them on the first date, they'll be your partner. It's not that black or white that they will or will not be your partner. I think it just comes into question, like, are you emotionally stable enough to deal with things not progressing if that's how you're approaching dating very frequently, right? So if I think people need to be honest with themselves, and I think a lot of people are not honest and they think it's harmless and then they're devastated and then it's rinse and repeat. And instead of like all that rinse and repeat hurting yourself, you could maybe wait a little bit and date multiple people and see how she goes instead of just fucking everybody on the first date. But here comes Kristen and Luke. They fucked on the first date and now they're engaged. As I said, it's like, but Kristen is for the streets. And maybe Luke was for the streets too. So maybe if it didn't work out, they wouldn't have cared. Do you see the difference? I think there's a difference in two individuals who don't care if it works out. And there's a difference in somebody who's going to be devastated if it doesn't work out, if they were to catch feelings. So proceed with caution. I just hate the idea that everybody acts like it's not a big deal, it's harmless. That's not the truth for some people. For some people, that's true. For others, it's not. So I think people need to be really honest with themselves. It's not just the whole like first date. They need to be honest about if they want a situationship or something official or not. Because there's a lot of people lying just to have people in their lives saying they're okay with the situationship when they're not. When they're just hoping it's gonna progress and it's never gonna progress. All right, now let me get to the goddamn article again. So I just talked about how they hooked up at a wedding. So Kristen, she was hesitant to be with Luke because he's 8 years younger and he lived in Colorado. So let's see. Kristen said, quote, "I battle with being like your person. I love you so much, but just the thought of being someone's girlfriend again threw me through a loop because I want to be a wife and I want to be a mother. Most of all, I just want to be a mother and a partner. And I was so tired of being a girlfriend for a couple of years and then having shit fall apart." And Luke said, "You tried really hard not to fall in love with me and not to let this become a thing because of my age, because of the distance because of these factors that when you think about it logically, like, how can this work? So I'm rooting for these two, and I really hope that reality TV is not going to cause them to break up. Luke seems extremely emotionally intelligent and mature, and I think that they could be a successful couple because Luke seems very, very grounded and well-rounded, and I hope we get to see more from him, like how he grew up, his family, like how did they create this, like, such a mature and reasonable adult. So the Valley season two is going to slay. And I'm wishing Kristen and Luke all the best.